Hi, I'm Mark Shiver. Welcome to Fueled by Grace. So glad to have you listening to what is episode number 8 of our podcast since we relaunched a few months ago, and the response has just been really cool. Thank you so much for listening and telling your friends and family members about Fueled by Grace. You know that we're here to encourage you in the absolutely amazing, awesome, eternal, unconditional love of God. God loves you so very, very much. He is passionate about you. You are special to God. We posted on our Facebook page that you are God's great joy. And that is true. God takes great delight in you. If you're having a bad day, look in the mirror and say, God takes great delight in me. Say that about 10 times, and I guarantee you, your attitude will change. To know that God loves us, it's awesome. It's amazing. And I want to encourage you in that today. You are God's great joy. You are His delight. Well, I was listening to a sermon the other day, and something jumped off the page of my Bible that I want to share with you. And I really believe this is something that will impact you greatly. I was going to say something that will change your life, but that's a phrase that's been overused. And so I believe that if you will listen to this podcast and really think about and absorb the message and ask God to make it real to you, He will, and it will impact your life in a very positive way. I believe that strongly. There is power in what I'm about to share with you. So buckle up. This is really, really amazing. Paul wrote a letter to this church. The letter is called Colossians, and it's to a people who were in a place called Colossae. I guess I'm pronouncing that correctly. But they were in an area which is, we were told in church that it's near where Turkey is now in that part of the world. So there was this church that had grown, and people were there trying to, you know, live this new way of life that they had heard about and received and that the Apostle Paul was preaching about. And he wrote them a letter to encourage them and to build them up. And so he said to them that we give thanks to God for you and we pray for you. Ever since we've heard of your faith, we've been just so thankful and praying so hard that you would just be encouraged in your relationship with God. And so Paul here is trying to just say things to them that would help them to understand this relationship they have with Jesus and exactly what God has done in their lives. Because you see, these were not necessarily Jews who had grown up in that theology, that way of life, that understanding. These were folks who were in a part of the world where there were a lot of different ideas about God. And Paul wanted them to be clear that Jesus is Lord. He's the King of Kings. And so in his letter, he's going through that. Let me just read this, verse 9, Colossians 1. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Now, this is an aside, and it's free of charge, but isn't that interesting that Paul says, I'm praying that you'll be strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Whoa, Paul, wait. How about strengthened with His might and glorious power for all increase and abundance and peace and favor and easy living? Paul says, for all patience and longsuffering with joy. Paul was fully aware that Jesus had said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He wasn't sugarcoating it. There are a lot of ministries out there that forget the reality that being a believer in this world is not easy. I do believe in the favor of God. I believe that God promises us as believers, that he will meet our needs. He will do exceedingly above all that we can ask or imagine. But Paul was keeping it real here, saying that I'm praying that you'll be strengthened with all might according to God's glorious power for all patience and long-suffering with joy. So he had to add that, right? No complaining, no bitterness, no grumbling, but being patient and long-suffering with joy. So that was no charge for that little extra tidbit there. But let's keep reading verse 12. Paul says, "We're giving thanks to the Father," listen, "who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Wow. Friends, I'm telling you that if you spend the rest of this month, the rest of this year, reading Colossians chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 14, and meditating on them and repeating them to yourself several times throughout the day, and thinking about them and praying over them and asking God to make them real to you, you will be a different person by the end of the year. These are some of the most powerful words that Paul has ever written, and I have glossed over them numerous times in reading my Bible, but God has opened up my eyes, and I want you to understand what is being said here. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." He came on the earth preaching the kingdom of God. Paul says, it's the light. The power of darkness we have been delivered from, and we have been conveyed, some say transferred, translated, moved into the kingdom of the Son of His love. There's two kingdoms, an earthly kingdom and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the Son of His love. Now, before you became a believer, you existed only in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of this world, the natural stuff that we see every day, our flesh and our, looking at creation and people through the eyes of what we see every day. There was no extra spirituality involved, no spiritual gifts where we might could look at someone and understand with empathy that they're hurting. No, you might have natural compassion, but you are living in the kingdom of this world, and it is called the kingdom of darkness. You see, when Adam and Eve, all the way back to the very beginning, when they disobeyed God and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they were originally created in God's image. They had the same glory emanating from them that God did. When they disobeyed Him, it went away, and they looked at themselves and said, "Whoa, we're not wearing any clothes. We better cover up." And of course, the most powerful question in the whole Word of God, God says, "Who told you you were naked?" And of course, it was this new knowledge that they had, the knowledge of good and evil. So the glory had gone, and they were in the kingdom of darkness from that moment on. Now, people had relationships with God, Noah, obviously, Moses, Abraham, but the indwelling of the Holy Spirit was not to take place for thousands of years, and the relationship that we have available to us was not to take place for thousands of years. So here we are, the kingdom of darkness. The kingdom of darkness exists today. It is the natural world, and we see its manifestation. Just look at how ugly some people are over political things. It's amazing. Using profanity and disrespecting others and being just hateful. that's all fruits of the kingdom of darkness. Don't be surprised. That's where it is. It's in disrespect and hate and meanness and ugly talk. Those things are not fruits of the Spirit of God. But here comes Jesus, right? And he ushers in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Now, a lot of us think, well, when I die, I'll go to heaven. And that is true. The scripture plainly teaches that when we die, we will be, Paul says, we will be with him. We'll be like he is because we will be with him. And it's awesome. But Paul says here that we have been conveyed into his kingdom when we believe, when we receive God's gift of salvation through his Son Jesus Christ. We are conveyed into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. That's where you can live all of the time now on this earth. Listen, I'm about to say some things that God wants you to hear, and they're going to change your life if you let them. You are in the kingdom of God now. Not in your body, but your spirit. When it was born again, when you accepted God's gift of salvation, when you believed and the Holy Spirit came inside of your body and breathed life into your spirit and you became a new creation, you live in the kingdom of God. That's where communication with the Holy Spirit takes place. That's where the power of God is. That's where understanding that we are forgiven is. Paul says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is amazing, because if your mind is set on the kingdom of God, you will walk understanding that God is not counting your sins against you. You will walk not as one who has a sin mindset, but you will walk as one who has a redemption mindset, a forgiveness mindset. You will know that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now, I live in a body, and that body is going to live in this natural world and do things that are not pleasing to God. I'm going to sin because I am in this earthly tent, this natural body. But I have been born again, and the Spirit inside of me is new. It is a new creation. Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. And it is in this place, the kingdom of God, that we can dwell knowing we are forgiven. God is not counting our sins against us. It clearly says that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world to himself and not counting man's sins against him anymore. Now, people just lose their minds when you begin to talk about this reality, about sin. You know, God's holy. By goodness, you better be holy. Well, I am holy. You know what? This spirit, my spirit, which was breathed into life when I received Christ, it's holy. I'm a new creation. The new man is holy. The new man is in union with Christ by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And so what do we have here? What am I saying? You can live in the kingdom of darkness, even as a believer. You can live with your mind set on earthly things. You can live a carnal life, focusing on your sin, focusing on works, trying to be good enough to have a relationship with God, trying to be good enough to be like everyone else at your church, trying to defeat sin in your own strength, living in the kingdom of darkness, the same kingdom you lived in before you got saved. But as a believer, You can set your mind on things above. Set your mind on Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. The mind set on Christ is not set on earthly things. It's not set on trying to fix your flesh. It's not set on trying to please man and trying to stop doing this behavior or that sin, but it is fixed on Christ, knowing that it is His grace that teaches us to say no to ungodliness. And if you can walk around and begin to say, I am forgiven, I live in the kingdom of God, I live in the kingdom of light, I have been transferred, conveyed, moved into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom I have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That's where I live. That's where I abide. That's where my mind is. All of a sudden, these things that held your attraction, these behaviors, these sins, will not be nearly as difficult for you to stop doing. But as long as you give your attention to them, it's like feeding them. It's like giving them the fuel that they need to continue to have power over you. You want real power? Keep your mind focused on Christ. Let me say that again. We have been delivered from the power of darkness and conveyed, transferred, moved into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. We are forgiven. So you can live in the kingdom of God today. You can live in the kingdom of God today. It all has to do with your mindset, your focus. Paul says the mindset on the flesh is death. Are you a carnal Christian? When I say that, when you hear those words, most people think, well, he's having sex outside of marriage. That's what we think when we hear the word carnal, carnality. But all it has to refer to is things of the world, things of the flesh. Are you a carnal Christian, so focused on your deeds, so focused on your own righteousness, your own efforts, your own attempts to please God, that that's where your mind is? And you know what? You're frustrated. You're depressed. Because you can't be good enough on your own strength. You just can't. If you could, you would not have needed a Savior. God knows that we need a Savior. He knows we cannot do it in and of ourselves. So He sent His beloved Son, and it is through His Son that we have redemption. Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So where is your mind? Is it on carnal things? Or is it set on Christ? I'm forgiven. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I live in the kingdom of God. I live in the kingdom of God. I live in the kingdom of His beloved Son. And I have redemption. I have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh, wow, that'll change your life if you get it. What do I want you to get? I want you to get that it's this simple. And I know it's hard. Change your mind. Quit living in the darkness. Quit being focused on your flesh and carnality and the things of this world and works, and live in the kingdom of God. Just decide, I'm not thinking about these worldly things anymore. I'm going to think about the reality that I have in Christ, that I have a relationship with God. God loves me. I am God's beloved child. Have you ever said that about yourself? I'm telling you, these are things that we need to begin to speak loudly in the church. Saints need to begin to understand that they don't have to live in a carnal place. They don't have to live in the kingdom of darkness. The truth for you, my friend, my brother, my sister, is that God loves you. You are His beloved child. And you can live in the kingdom of God. There's no entry fee. You're already there. Your spirit hungers for the presence of God. Your spirit hungers for the Word of God. Your mind can either feed that hunger or shut it down. by focusing on the power of the kingdom of this world, the power of darkness, the kingdom of darkness. I want to tell you today that God loves you so very, very much, and He has made a way through His Son for you to live in the kingdom of God right now on this earth, simply by changing your mindset, changing your mind, changing your focus. If you are a believer and Christ lives in you by His Spirit, you have every right to say, well, I'm born again and I live in the kingdom of light. I have redemption. I can't say that without just getting blown away. Through His blood, I have the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Make this your goal going forward. Don't live in the kingdom of darkness. Live in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. Jesus died so that you could enter in to the fullness of the kingdom of God, and you can enjoy it today. Set your mind on things above.